The consequences for a school district that agreed to a $5 million lawsuit settlement. Turnpike tolls will soon increase. And the latest on the effort to preserve monarch butterflies. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, December 12th. I'm Deborah Shar. In the wake of a $5 million lawsuit settlement, the Kingfisher Public Schools Board accepted 18 resignations Wednesday night. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports the lawsuit alleged a football coach allowed locker room hazing, and the district did little in response.
The Oklahoma Voice reports of the 18 resignations, 11 were teaching positions. Kingfisher's superintendent says those teachers worked for the district for less than 2 years, held emergency certifications, or were in adjunct positions. Jeff Myers, the coach at the center of the lawsuit, is still employed. While no longer coaching, he is still on the payroll as a tenured teacher. The superintendent says because of due process protections, Myers cannot be fired without cause. Felony criminal child neglect charges have been filed, but there has been no conviction. All departing employees will be paid through next week and receive $2,500 to waive due process hearings. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Toll booths might be gone, but the cost of driving on Oklahoma turnpikes will increase in 2025. Robbie Korth reports on the price hike approved this week.
The Oklahoma Turnpike Authority voted to increase tolls for roadway extension and improvement projects. The move is due to higher than anticipated costs for the Access Oklahoma project. That includes widening the Turner Turnpike, adding access points on roads, and expanding a motorway around Norman. Nonprofit newsroom Oklahoma Voice reports the project will cost $3 billion more than what OTA officials had estimated. That means an average of a 15% increase at various tolls around the state. The exact hike will depend on where motorists are driving and if they are using the plate pay or pike pass systems. In Oklahoma City, I'm Robbie Korth.
The clemency hearing for confessed murderer Kevin Ray Underwood is set for tomorrow morning. Sierra Pfeiffer reports this is the third time it has been added to the calendar.
The Oklahoma Pardon and Parole Board has locked in a new date for death row inmate Kevin Underwood's clemency hearing after two false starts. His case will be heard Friday morning. A shakeup of Oklahoma's Pardon and Parole Board has delayed the 44-year-old's clemency hearing until now. The hearing is necessary before an execution, which Underwood is scheduled for on December 19th. Underwood and his attorneys have been fighting against holding the clemency hearing because the parole board does not have its full five members. They argue it violates his constitutional due process rights. A U.S. appeals court ruled his arguments to delay were insufficient and that he will get a fair hearing with the current four-member board. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
New protections could be coming for monarch butterflies. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports monarchs regularly travel through Oklahoma for their yearly migration in the fall and spring.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service this week announced it's proposing Endangered Species Act protection for the monarch butterfly and looking for public input on potential regulations. The Fish and Wildlife Service estimates the eastern monarch population, which is found in Oklahoma, has dwindled by 80% since the 1990s. Nonprofit Oklahoma Monarch Society works on an awareness campaign for the species across the state. Executive Director Katie Hawk says Oklahoma's geography is critical to the insect's survival.
We are centrally located right in the middle of their migratory path. And because of that, it makes us a critical place for habitat.
Public comments are accepted until March 12, 2025. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.